American Language Course, Volume 2300, Tape 2309C. Hello, how are you today? Open your tape support material book to tape 2309C. You will need a pencil or pen. Do you have one? Did you find the material for tape 2309C? Today we're going to be talking about the different parts of the body. First, look at figure 1. You see five columns. Column A, the respiratory system. Column B, the skeletal system. Column C, the muscular system. Column D, the circulatory system. And column E, the digestive system. You will hear a sentence on the tape. Then you will mark the column that the sentence is about. Let's do the first one as an example. Ready? Listen to number 1. Don't repeat. Just listen and mark. Number 1. The parts that support and protect the body make up the skeleton. Okay. Which system is this sentence about? It's about the skeletal system. So you should mark column B, the skeletal system, for number 1. Now listen to the rest of the sentences and mark your answers. Here we go. Number 2. The muscles activate the movement of the body. Three. This system consists of the lungs and other organs, such as the nose, the throat, and the windpipe. 4. The mouth, the stomach, and the small intestines help prepare food for the body. 5. The ribs, the skull, and other bones are all connected to the backbone or spine. 6. The veins and the arteries carry the blood to and from the heart. 7. When we inhale, this internal organ expands. Breathing out makes it contract. 8. Check your pulse by holding your wrist. It shows your rate of heartbeat. 9. Last week, my appetite was so huge I ate too much. I'll really have to cut down on my eating this week. 10. Now let's check. Mark an X by the ones you didn't get correct. We did number 1 together. For number 2, you should have marked C. I said, the muscles activate the movement of the body. The muscles are part of the muscular system. Number 3 should be marked A. I said, this system consists of the lungs and other organs, such as the nose, the throat, and the windpipe. Of course, we're talking about the respiratory system. The answer to number 4 is E, the digestive system. The sentence was, the mouth, the stomach, and the small intestines help prepare food for the body. The mouth, the stomach, and the small intestines are part of the digestive system. Number 5 is B, the skeletal system. I said, the ribs, the skull, and other bones are all connected to the backbone or spine. The skeletal system is composed of all these bones. Number six is D, the circulatory system. I said, the veins and the arteries carry the blood to and from the heart. The veins, the arteries, and the heart make up the circulatory system. Number seven is A, the respiratory system. The sentence was, when we inhale, this internal organ expands. Breathing out makes it contract. Do you know what the name of this organ is? It's the lungs. They expand and contract. They are part of the respiratory system. For number eight, you should have marked D, the circulatory system, again. The sentence you heard was, check your pulse by holding your wrist. It shows your rate of heartbeat. What you feel when you check your pulse is the circulation of your blood. The correct answer for the last one, number nine, is E, the digestive system. What I said was, last week my appetite was so huge I ate too much. I'll really have to cut down on my eating this week. If I don't, I'll gain a lot of weight. Did you get them all correct? I certainly hope so. Write down the number you got correct at the right. Now look at figure 2 in your tape support material. By this time, you should be pretty familiar with the five systems of the body we have been talking about. I'm going to check you out one more time, just to make sure that you know them really well. This time, though, we'll do it in a little different way. You're going to hear a song. That's right. I said you're going to hear a song. Listen very carefully, because I'll ask you some questions, too. Here's exactly what we're going to do. Today you are a runner, and you're going to enter a race. First, though, you need a checkup. Listen to the doctor's song. After the song, I'll ask you what system the doctor was singing about. Are you ready? Song number one.
1, 2, 3... Hey, aren't you happy? Your blood is running everywhere in you. 1, 2, 3. Please make it snappy. We've got to check your heart until the blood gets through.
How did you like that? The doctor isn't a bad singer, is he? But can you tell me what he was singing about? Look at figure 2 again. In the blank space after number 1... write the name of the system that the doctor was singing about, okay? Write it now. Are you finished? What did you write? The correct answer is the circulatory system. I'll spell it. Circulatory. C-I-R-C-U-L-A... T-O-R-Y. The doctor continues with his checkup. Here's his second song. Listen carefully, and then write the name of the system in the blank space after number 2. Song number 2.
1, 2, 3. Support and protect you. The ribs, skull, and backbone, now they're working fine. 1, 2, 3. Hope they don't reject you. Have to have an x-ray if you twist your spine.
Now write the name of the system in number 2. The answer to number 2 is the skeletal system. Did you get it right? Let me spell it for you. Skeletal. S-K-E-L-E-T-A-L. The checkup is over now. It's time for the race. Ready, set, go. You're off and running hard. Now look at number 3 in figure 2. I want you to sing song number 3 together with the doctor. He'll sing one line at a time, and you repeat after him. Look at number 3 listen and sing. Here we go. Song number 3.
1, 2, 3. In and out the air flows. The lungs, throat, and windpipe are working now. 1, 2, 3. Got to see how it goes. Show me how you do it. Can you tell me how?
You sing very well, even when you're running. Now, write the name of the system in number 3. Did you write the respiratory system? That's the correct answer. It's respiratory. R-E-S-P-I-R-A-T-O-R-Y. In song number 3, there are some words missing in the first 2 lines. Let's listen to the doctor again. He'll sing those 2 lines again slowly, and you write the words in the blank spaces. Ready?
1, 2, 3. In and out the air flows. The lungs, throat, and windpipe are working now.
Okay, you have 30 seconds to write the missing words. This is what you should have written. First is air, A-I-R. In and out the air flows. In the second line, the first word is lungs, L-U-N-G-S. The second word is throat, T-H-R-O-A-T. And the last word is windpipe, W-I-N-D. P-I-P-E. The lungs, throat, and windpipe are working now. How did you do? I hope you wrote them all correctly. Now, I want you to look at numbers 4 and 5 in figure 2. The doctor doesn't have any more time to sing to you. He's a very busy man. So you'll have to read these last 2 songs to yourself. Then after you read them, write the name of the system in the blank space. You now have 2 minutes to finish number 4 and number 5. Muscular, M-U-S-C-U-L-A-R. And number 5 is the digestive system. Digestive, D-I-G-E-S-T-I-V-E. E. Now count the number correct and write it down at the bottom of figure 2. I hope you had some fun listening to and singing those songs. Now we have to get back to some serious work. Look at figure 3 in your book. In figure 3, you see some groups of words. In number 1, for example, you see 3 words. I'll read a sentence to you. Listen very carefully, and then draw a circle around the one word that you hear. Circle only one word in each group. Number 1. The doctor knows about the tests in the hospital. Did you draw a circle around the word hospital? That's correct. I hope you didn't make the mistake of circling nose, N-O-S-E. You didn't hear that word, of course. You heard nose, K-N-O-W-S. Listen to the sentence again. The doctor knows about the tests in a hospital. Let's do the rest of the sentences. Remember, listen and circle one word. Number 2. The doctor's got the band a bit tight around my arm. Number 3. The doctor has my wrist in his hand, checking my pulse. Number 4. When using a stethoscope, the doctor tells you to breathe deeply. Number 5. I just missed the doctor's routine visit. Number 6. The new doctor is a woman. Since she will operate soon, she's relaxing now. Number 7. The doctor's call was about the rain. She says it's bad for my bones. Now let's see how you did. We already did number 1. The answer to number 2 is band. Listen again. The doctor's got the band a bit tight around my arm. If the band, B-A-N-D, is too tight, the doctor should loosen it. Then your arm will feel better. The answer for number 3 is wrist. I said the doctor has my wrist in his hand, checking my pulse. In number 4, you should have circled the word breathe. I said when using, U-S-I-N-G, a stethoscope, the doctor tells you to breathe deeply. For number 5, the word was routine. Here is what you heard. I just missed the doctor's routine visit. The word you heard in number 6 was relaxing. I said, the new doctor is a woman. Since she will operate soon, she's relaxing now. In number 7, the correct word is rain. The sentence was, the doctor's call was about the rain. She says it's bad for my bones. Okay, we're finished with that exercise. Count up the number correct and write it at the bottom of figure 3. Now look at figure 4. We're going to see how well you learned some of the special expressions in the lesson. In figure 4, you see 5 groups of 3 sentences each. You will hear a sentence 2 times, and then you must circle the sentence A, B, or C, which means the same thing as the sentence you hear. Ready? Listen very carefully, and then circle A, B, or C. Number 1. Keep an eye on my son. Keep an eye on my son. Number 2. The medicine will reduce your fever. The medicine will reduce your fever. Number 3. You got the answer on the nose. You got the answer on the nose. Number 4. Let's x-ray the break. Let's x-ray the break. Number 5. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Are you finished? Here are the correct answers. Ready? Number 1, B. Number 2, also B. Number 3, C. Number 4, A. And number 5, C. Let me give you the correct answers one more time. Listen very carefully. Ready? 1, B. 2, B. 3, C. 4, A. And 5, C. Now write the number correct. After the tape finishes, you can check your work in Figure 4 with the sentences in Figure 5 on the next page. Those are the sentences that you heard in Figure 4. Then complete the evaluation exercise, parts 1, 2, and 3. Your instructor will check them when you have finished. It's been nice working with you today. Goodbye for now. This is the end of tape 2309C.